My name is Jenna Rodriguez, J-E-N-E-D-I-T-H. I am recording this interview with Maya Diaz, M-A-Y-A-D-I-A-Z, from the city of Edinburgh, the Valley. The date is September 9th, 2023, and we are conducting this interview at John E. Conner Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2023 Tamalar Festival. So, tell me, Maya, what do tamales mean to you?
Tamales mean a time for my family to come together and make tamales and eat them and just have a good time.
Okay, do you have any, like, special memories you'd like to share with us?
The first time I made tamales just with my family, we made a big batch, but I also made four little tiny bite-sized tamales for my animals.
When do you usually eat tamales?
I usually eat tamales during Christmas or any holiday, or when my grandma or her sister want to make tamales.
Is there a particular person you associate when you think of tamales?
My grandma on my mom's side.
Okay. If you care to say, what's your grandma's name?
My grandma's name is Eunice Rodriguez.
You said you used to prepare tamales with your family. How do you prepare tamales?
My grandma usually makes the big part of the masa in a big bowl, but we help her with the spreading and putting them into the corn husk and putting them into the pot with the filling of either chicken or pork.
What tools do you use usually when you make tamales?
Usually, we use our hands for most of the part. We also use a big pot, the biggest we can find, to boil water, or we also use sometimes spatulas, but our hands do most of the tool work.
Okay. And then, if you purchase tamales, do you have any traditions about where you purchase them from?
Yes, down in the valley, there's this one local tamale restaurant or business. It's called Delia's Tamales, and it's a growing franchise, but down there is where you can find the best tamales.
Okay, and how do you serve your tamales? Like, do you just eat the tamales, or do you eat them with rice, beans, cheese on the side?
Usually when my family and I make tamales, we make a big batch, even just for six people. It might be 50 tamales. And we fill up the whole plate with tamales, or as much as we want, maybe four or five, and we eat just tamales.
Okay, and for the last and bonus question, what's the most unusual tamale filling you have ever seen or tasted?
I'm usually a chicken or pork type of girl, but some people do put cheese or some type of cheese or bean, and it just doesn't taste right without any meat in it.
Yes, it's very understandable. Well, thank you for coming with us here, interviewing with the Sociology Club. And that is it for